PCM won the opening tip-off, and on their opening possession, Grant Landgreave with a three to open up the scoring. Van Dyke at the left wing gives it to, now here's Gatlin Bell in the paint. Van Dyke, kick out to the corner. Carson Vandaloon, three-pointer good! Carson Vandaloon, his first three-point attempt of the night goes in. Bit of a high pass, nearly stolen, winds up in the hands of Gatlin Bell. Takes it across, Eurostep, up and good. Bounce a couple of times the rim, and Gatlin Bell with his first points of this contest. All starters for BCM on the board here in the first 6 minutes of the game. Vandaloon at the top of the key. Wants to give it to Burns in the corner. Near corner, to the far corner, Mitchell, high pass. Recovered though, and here's Gatlin Bell. Handoff to Augie Stock. Will he get another one? Yes! Rolls in! Augie Stock with 4 points just like that, and another timeout going to be taken by Fairfield. Their second one of the first half. And now a bit of a scrum for it. Not much of a scrum as much as it was just bouncing around, and now winds up in the hands of Vandaloon, who has it now outside of that Raceway Tire and Exhaust timeout. Top of the key. Here is Gatlin Bell for three, and good! Gatlin Bell with a three of his own. And every player that has scored so far for the Mustangs has at least three. And Bell's actually the first to get to five. So a very balanced attack for head coach Fred Lawrenson. Now here's Augie Stock trying to get into the paint. And now they're going to say a block. He makes the shot. Looks like they're going to call a blocking foul. And the basket's good. So that's going to be an and one for Augie Stock. That's 6 points for the reserve player who sees the most playing time on Fred Lawrenson's bench. He's got 6 points. He came into the day with 22 total, averaging 2 points a game through 11 games, as it looks like a technical foul has just been called. As Augie Stock's going to just shoot a couple of free throws, so it looks like a technical foul has been called on Fairfield. So now here is McEntee. Hands it off to Allen, Tate Allen, averaging 10 points a game himself. And now a deep three by Lane is no good. And then a putback attempt by Wheaton is. So the leading scorer coming into this game for Fairfield, he's got four. Van Dyke already on the other end of the court, and he lays it up and in. Before I could even describe what had happened, Durant Van Dyke gets a full court pass and puts it in, as he's got six on the night, first of these first 2 points of the quarter. And now Vandaloon over to Landgreave on the free throw line, kicks it out to Bell, drives through the paint, tries to lay it up through a couple of defenders, good, and one! Gatlin Bell responds with an and one of his own, and his team nearly up to 40 points, as Gatlin Bell himself is up to 9 so far. And now gives it to Mitchell, 8 to shoot. Andrew Mitchell with the ball now, leading scorer for the Mustang. Will he take the shot? It winds up in the hands of Vandaloon. He's in the paint, makes one guy miss, lays it up and in, and that's the buzzer! So, with about a second left, Carson Vandaloon with an easy skyhook shot, and that is how the first half comes to an end. PCM leading on the road, 40 to 21. 49-32, PCM leading this game, but Fairfield with a strong performance here so far. Not on that play, though. Gets stolen by Landgreave. Full court pass to Mitchell. Makes a man miss. Ankle's broken, and a layup by Andrew Mitchell as the Mustangs crack the 50 mark. 51-32 with 3:20 remaining in the third. Three-pointer no good by Fairfield, but Andrew Mitchell there with an ankle-breaking Euro step, and he gets it again. No contest. Mitchell again with a layup, forces Fairfield to call their fourth timeout out of five. Now in the paint, Van Dyke gets stolen, though, by McEntee, and then nearly stolen by Vandaloon. It is! He puts it up, and it's good! So a couple of steals there by both teams. Winds up the hands of Carson Vandaloon, who just turns around for a quick skyhook, and it goes in. Good job there by Carson Vandaloon. He's up to 8. So 3-2-1, and that'll do it. Final score from Fairfield, PCM 74, Fairfield 46. The Mustangs with a very long drive, over an hour and a half, all the way to Fairfield from Monroe, and they come out with the victory, 74-46. Mustangs win,